Here's the story of how Eldon Miller lost most of his eyesight. He was a farm boy from Kelowna when the Army came a-calling in the early 1970s.
I was one of the last of the draftees during the Vietnam era. And so I served at Fort Carson, while I was at Fort Carson, I went through an explosion that wasted my eyes, and so I never got any farther than that because in training exercise is what I got injured.
Miller was assigned to a truck driving unit, serving as its platoon sergeant on that fateful day in July 1974.
Well, I was hauling what they call C4, nicknamed as cheese charges. It looks like individual slices of cheese sewed together. That's why they call it cheese charges. That's a nickname. Everything in the service has got nicknames. But it's C4 is a normal nomenclature of it. It comes in all kinds of forms. But the stuff is highly explosive. It's confined. So you just haul it loose on the back of your truck. You just dump the cans out and haul it loose.
Then came a series of misguided decisions, starting when a Greenhorn officer ordered Miller to cover the explosives.
So they put some white wrapping paper off of 105 Hollister rounds in the back of the truck on top of ammunition, which is a no-no. You do not put anything in an ammunition truck but ammunition. So the next place I stopped, they thought I just had trash in there. They could run these troops in the back. Well, that's really bad. Well, then one guy just had to have a cigarette, which blew up and really injured people and killed people and everything else.
At the time, Miller thought he had escaped the incident unscathed.
Time I really wasn't injured much. What I did, I was driving the truck. I jumped out of the truck and pulled the canvas back and was pulling guys out. Well, looking at the flash, this is because it burns like a flash powder, real bright. And looking at the guys is what took my eyes, see? So I didn't really know I was really injured. I walked around for about 3 days after that with just like someone just took your picture. You see these bright red spots in front of your eyes. And that's what took my eyes out. I didn't really know it till after I was out of the service, basically, that my eyes were that bad off.
And over the years, they worsened.
Well, it happened so gradually because it damaged the peripheral vision went first. It just kind of fried out what picks up light to see at night with. And so it just, the bright light going through there kind of fried the blood vessels. The little tributaries didn't get enough blood, so it kind of died out to the center gradually. So it wasn't like it just was all at once gone on me.
Today, he's lost his sight entirely in his left eye. A pinprick of light remains in his right. And now this is how he spends most of his days during warm weather months.
A little bit to the right, but you got it up in the air. Remember, straight back, that was a little bit of an inside.
Miller is on the driving range at the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort with his friend, Kurt Sickles, who also directs a national golf tournament Miller co-founded in 1994. It's called the National Veterans Tee Tournament, and it's held on the golf course in Riverside, south of Iowa City, each September. Miller says he was inspired to create the event after attending a winter sports clinic for injured veterans in Aspen, Colorado.
You had to first off figure out something the blind could do, you know. We can't play tennis or something like this. This is totally out of the question, you know, with a moving ball. But with golf, we thought, well, we could get this off and running, you know, where they can, if anybody can swing steady swing, we just put the ball down where they're swinging and let it go. And it's been quite successful.
To tell us how successful, let's hear from Kurt Sickles. He works for the VA hospital in Iowa City and has been involved with the tee tournament since the beginning.
We went from the inception of this with about 17, no, actually there was 34 of us all together the first time, first year, and this year we'll be inviting 225. So last year we had 191 and we had 28 different states represented.
Now back to Eldon Miller. He didn't swing a golf club until after he founded the tee tournament and was playing in it. So he's still learning the game without being able to see what he's doing.
When that ball leaves, I have no idea where it goes at all. That's why I got to have another set of eyes with me. Of course, someone's got to bring me here in the first place. See, the state I was prejudiced against blind people. They won't give us a driver's license, see, so I have to have someone bring me here.
He says it's especially hard for a blind person to read the greens.
Lots of times I walk from the flag back to the ball to see if it's up and down or slanted one way or the other. And that helps out quite a bit. That way you've got the feel for whether how steep it up or down it is. And that makes a big difference. If you don't do that, you're going to be way off. It's just as simple as that.
But when he's with his fellow disabled veterans, all of the challenges disappear.
Everybody's in the same boat when they're here. Mostly at home, you're the only blind person around and everything, and you're struggling on your own. But when everybody, they all know what each other's going through, and we really have a very good time because everybody's very familiar with all your daily life problems are. So they have an excellent time. They just hate, it just goes by too fast. That's for sure.
Miller can't even tell you the lowest round he's ever shot. Unthinkable for most amateur golfers.
I have no idea, because when I'm out here, when someone just come pick me up, we go out and play around. We never keep track. We just
don't. You have a birdie on 14. 14 last
Wednesday, yeah. Had a birdie on 14. That's a par three. So I teed off with a pitching wedge and had about a 2-foot putt, because it's a par three. So I get lucky once in a while.
And that's the tale of Eldon Miller, an Army veteran who turned a disability into a national sporting event.
Much better. You hit the ball up in the air. It went a little bit to the right, but that's all right.
In Riverside, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.
What they were trying to get me to do the other day was I was coming through, and when they hit the ground...